Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, just before we get started, don't forget, as always, if you're watching this on the YouTube channel for Total Somatics, to like, share, subscribe, and press the notification bell. So every time a new episode is released, you're the very first to find out. So what we're going to do today is start to consider the influence of tension within our belly, how breathing can become a bit dysfunctional, really, and how that impacts on other areas of our body and the sensations that we have. Now, it's been wonderful because a few weeks ago, we welcomed into the Total Somatics community new Total Somatics members. And so what they'll be experimenting and learning and exploring with their beautiful somas is this principle. So I wanted to share a little bit with you, but obviously it's a little slither of the deeper content that's within the membership. But I want us to take away something here today, and that is that when we hold a lot of tension in our belly, it has a ripple effect through the top and the bottom part of our body. And I'm going to break this down so we have a greater insight. Now, breathing and belly tension is impacted in a lot of things that happen. So basically, if we sit all day at a desk, we're typing away at a desk, our daily habits start to sculpt and mold us to who we are. So you'll find that if you're typing away, you'll be rolling your shoulders forward. Often a little bit of a tail tuck is happening within your pelvis, which means it's tightening all the muscles through the front of your body. So, of course, if you're sitting for hours like that, then your brain will start to sculpt and mold, change levels of tension within your muscles. So that becomes your new normal. It might be also added to that within the day that you're sitting in a car for a few hours over a day or over a week. And that cumulative effect, again, reinforces to your brain that there's a new normal with your muscle tension. The belly, the rib muscles that sit between your ribs, they all get very tight and locked down. Again, hobbies like cycling, weight training, all those sorts of things mean that we get a lot more tension through the front of our body. So we roll our shoulders forward, we hunker down our ribs, we tighten through our abdominals, and we get very tight through the hips. Now, none of this is a criticism, but what it's showing is our daily habits reveal our posture and our movement patterns and the symptoms that we deal with on a daily basis. And the difference is if we don't identify what these habits are doing, we don't know how we can unwind the impact they're having on our body. So what we can start to do is become very mindful with a Total Somatics awareness practice to what is happening throughout our day and what we can do to remedy these issues. I want you to picture for a moment that if you get two of your fingers and you just put them at the bottom of your breastbone, there's like a fleshy bit where it's a softness where your six-pack muscle begins. And then if you run all the way down with your other two fingers and press right down by your pubic bone, that's where your six-pack muscle finishes. So what it's basically doing is your six-pack muscle is connecting your breastbone over your belly muscles all the way down towards your pubic bone. So when you sit for large amounts of time, or you're cycling, or you're doing weight training, so you're rolling forward, or you're doing abdominal workouts, the six-pack muscle will shorten and tighten. So it starts to hunker down and draw your ribs forward, roll your shoulders forward, head juts forward, and your tailbone tucks up and under. Added to that, if you're doing activities, which means you're tightening through your center, there's a very good chance that your hip flexors are going to get very tight doing all of this. Plus, there's also going to be a tightness through the muscle, which is in your inner thigh. Again, that's connecting from your pubic bone running all the way through the inside of your leg to the inside of your knee. So when we have a position where we're slumped in front of a desk often, or whatever it is, we're rolling forward, the six-pack muscle gets tight from your breastbone down towards your pubic bone. And then from your pubic bone all the way to the inside of your knee, the other muscle there gets really tight. So it compresses and draws us and makes us tighter. So before you know it, we are exhibiting these rounded shoulders, tailbone tucked up and under, and wondering why we've got limited mobility in our hips. We get told often that we've got hip flexor issues. We're told to stretch our hip flexors. We're told to strengthen our core because we're getting back pain. And yet the problem still exists. And I just want to explain why those common myths or those common approaches aren't really hitting the point. If you try and stretch your hip flexor, you're literally going to be resisting against what your brain is telling your muscle is the calibrated length here. So we know amount of ego or willpower is going to lengthen that muscle by stretching. We need to change the way your brain, which is the control center for contraction and release in your muscles, we need to control how your brain is talking to your hip flexors. So you try and stretch your hip flexors, and it's actually going to start pulling all around the hip region, and it's going to pull on your lower back where those hip flexors are attaching in your lumbar spine. And so that just makes you feel achier after you've done a stretch, because you often triggered what's known as the stretch reflex. And the stretch reflex is where we take the muscle beyond its calibrated length of or range of movement, just taking it a little bit further. And what happens is your muscle cramps and spasms to protect it from tearing and overstretching. So we want to kind of get rid of that thought of a hip flexor stretch, because it's actually not going to do a lot for muscle memory, and it's not going to help with gently releasing and unwinding the fascia that's all wrapped within that whole complex system too. So let's consider, first of all, that we'll park that stretching of your hip flexor to one side. And let's consider the other approach that we're told, and that is to strengthen your core if you have back pain issues. Now, strengthening is really important for so many levels, for stamina, for bone density. It's so important that we have strength training in our body, in our life. However, when we're being told that we need to bring in like core strength conditioning to help with back issues, I'd like you to consider for a moment that if your core muscles are already contracted and tight because we're habitually in this slumped position, it means our abdominals are tight. They're pulling us into more of a hunched position, which means the back muscles are being stretched. They're on a stretch all the time. So when you go to twist or move or walk or whatever you want to do, we have no shock absorbency. We have no range of movement, because a stretched muscle, which we have at the back of the body in this situation, is just as inefficient as a contracted tight muscle, which in this situation is happening in the front. So we have no muscle memory. There's no coordination of efficient movement here. Because remember, in natural movement, when one side of the body contracts with muscles, the other side has to lengthen and release to make that movement happen. If we have that, these muscles are kind of locked in time, the front muscles, your abdominals, your hip flexors, all of those areas are locked and tight, locked in time. The back muscles are on a stretch. And so neither way is actually going to work efficiently. So when we're then told to strengthen our core, what we in effect start to do is strengthen our pain, because we amplify the level of tension through the abdominal region. You see, that's what's so powerful about total somatics. It's that missing link. It's the key that what we want to do is bring back efficient muscle memory. Teach your abdominals and your lower back muscles that when one side contracts, the other side lengthens. That's natural movement patterns. When that reset of software between your brain and your muscles has happened, then we can bring in things like conditioning and strength training. However, I'd like you to consider, and this happens so often, is that as soon as you start to release the tension within your abdominals, takes a lot of pressure off your lower back, because now your muscles have got a really full range of capacity to contract and release. Because it's extremely exhausting when muscles are constantly contracted and they are hunkering you down and holding you in these vice-like grips and tightness. It's going to affect your joints. It's going to affect the ligaments and the tendons. And so can you see now, when we bring back efficient muscle memory, it will do so much more for us. It's going to improve our posture, increase mobility, reduce pain. And it makes us become more mindful, because we're noticing our patterns and our habits and then what we can do to unwind them. And when we stay mindful with our total somatics practice, we are listening to the end range of our movement as we do these pandiculations. And that's what's key. It's not just a movement practice where you just swing joints back and forth. We are literally noticing the contraction, the slow release, and the quality of that release, and then there being a rest period. And when we do that, we change the wiring in your brain, we improve muscle memory, and that's where the power lies. So that's why I'd love you to consider, for instance, how when we bring back muscle memory, when we bring back that mindful approach, that we actually just want to bring back that healthy lengthening and shortening of the muscles by resetting your brain to muscle connection, it's going to make such a difference. And that's where there's a workshop within the Total Somatics membership in the bonus section called Release Tight Hips and Back. You will be able to explore all of that and see how the connection between releasing the tension in your belly, releasing the tension in your ribs, is going to help with mobility for your legs, your hips, your back, and just general shock absorbency through your body. However, what I also want to share, and this is why this episode is really important, if you're not a member within the Total Somatics membership, but you're always welcome in the future when we open the doors again. However, for the time being, you can benefit from this too, because this particular workshop is available within the Total Somatics online shop. So if you go to totalsomatics.com, click on the shop page, which you'll see along the top there, and then when you go to the shop page, you'll actually see that there's a workshop that says release tight hips and back with clinical somatic movement. And that four-part workshop is wonderful because that is going to help you to release belly tension, waist tension, back tension, hip flexor issues. It's going to make you become more mindful and aware of your movement patterns and also what's not moving. Because that's what's really important. When we're doing our practice, we're listening to what's happening, but also getting an idea of what's not moving and how can we start to create movement and mobility back into those areas. So there's plenty of opportunity. This is why the Total Somatics community is an international community. It's buzzing with so much information. People keep coming to me with extra questions and feedback, which is so lovely to hear. But if you're not yet in the Total Somatics membership, you can still enjoy a part of it by going to the Total Somatics online shop. And within there, you'll see that four-part series, which you can keep. And that will help you to start releasing a lot of that tension. And remember, your belly muscles, when we release those, they will bring back that spring and that lovely bit of shock absorbency and movement through your ribs, which takes pressure off your neck, stops all the headaches and that sort of eye strain and the tension that you have. So whatever's going on through your center, through your belly, through your waist, through your hips, through your lower back, is going to have a positive effect through the top half of your body as well as the lower half of your body, which is why this particular workshop, which is called, again, Release Tight Hips and Back with Clinical Somatic Movement, is the number one bestseller in, I think it's now about 25 countries around the world. It is really popular for this. It really gets to the point. So again, if you're in the membership, you can find it in the bonus section. If you're not in the membership, you can find it within the online shop at totalsomatics.com. So until next time, all my love and my very best wishes. Take care. Bye. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.